I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I walked over here, supposedly this tough guy. He just told a story. He just told a story that just said, Ronnie, have you done that?
On 95.7 The Game.
I remember that night. Ooh, I remember that night.
A fun night.
It was a great night. And the Dwight Clark Legacy Series is coming up again here real soon. Great event. Everybody should go check it out and put some of your resources toward theirs, because theirs are doing really, really good things for ex-49ers. But Brock Purdy is anything but. His 49er career is just getting started, and we're talking out sort of the furthering of the conversation after these comments came to light today on ESPN's Unsportsmanlike Radio from Adam Schefter.
You know, listen, I think there's a lot of ways to come to this number, and a lot of ways that they did come to this number. There were multiple meetings between the two sides, and I think Brock Purdy's initial asking price was north of $60 million, and he was not going to get $60 million. He was not going to become the highest paid quarterback in football. It didn't fit into the 49ers salary structure. And also there was the idea that at one point in time, like, oh, well, maybe the 49ers would have listened for Brock Purdy trade offers. There were no trade offers that came in. There were no teams that really expressed interest. And Brock Purdy's perfect for them, and they're perfect for him. He's perfect for them. It just works. It's the way it should be. His value is greatest on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit why they didn't view him right now as this $60-plus million quarterback. His initial ask price, I believe, was about $65 million. So it came down to $53 million in the end, and that's a fair number. It places him in the top tier of quarterbacks, not the richest, not the worst. He finally gets paid. He's making more per game than I think he made in his entire rookie contract now. So this is the way that it should be, and it was weeks of discussions and meetings, and finally they were able to put the deal to bed on Friday.
You know what's fascinating about this,
Tell
Dibs?
Me. And
888-957-957, you ever, like, I'm trying to think of a comp where, like, a tone follows a person that just does not fit that person at all.
What do you mean a tone?
I think it's wild that Brock Purdy, of all people, seems to bring about some of the most controversial debate in the entire NFL. And he's just walking through the hallways with red cheeks and a backpack. He's never done anything controversial in his life. All he's done is be, quite frankly, the greatest story in the sport, if you think about it. And I know he hasn't won the whole thing yet, and there are other great stories. Damar Hamlin comes to mind, whatever. There's unbelievable stories out there.
Just even at the quarterback position.
Yeah, the guy was the last pick in the draft. Look what he's achieved. He seemingly has never even stepped on someone else's toe. He doesn't want to get in the way of anything. All he wants to do is the right thing. He always says the right thing. He just took an incredibly mature contract, well below what he asked for. Is it below market value? I actually think a little bit is. Now, that's different than saying, is he worth that? That's a different conversation. But he did factually take a contract that's below some players he has outperformed. That's just a truth of the matter. There is absolutely, in many ways, nothing to see here. Yet, what follows him is so much debate, so much loud noise. The most drama follows him, and I think he's the most drama-free guy that the 49ers could find at this position.
And I think that what you said about him being the most interesting man in football, he certainly is up there, and it's because of draftism that you and I have talked about for years, and it's also what you just talked about, which is the cognitive dissonance of seeing a guy who seems to have the aw shucks demeanor, the rosy red cheeks, married his college sweetheart, loves his parents, and during the bye week goes home and jumps on the tractor just to do a little bit of work. And yet, on the field, the dude's a killer, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. Yet, people have such a wide, disparate opinion of him. People like, well, you, the president of Brockistan.
Thank you.
And I'm a resident of Brockistan. I like him. I'm not on the cabinet or anything, but
I'm going to be running for re-election after this season, too, by the way.
I think you're going to get there.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get there.
Thank you.
But there are many people who see how good he is. And even what Schefter said in that cut, he's a perfect fit for this system.
Sure.
And that's almost a backhanded compliment, but it's not really because he really is. When you look at what Shanahan likes to do with a lot of 21 personnel, using the fullback, a lot of play action, Brock was ninth in football in play action yardage. What he does and what his skills are actually really fits in this system. So he's not wrong.
Yeah, backhanded compliment that I still think is a complete compliment. I'll never understand why people take that as some sort of a criticism when you have a coach and a system being run or the way you want to run it in a certain place, and then you find someone who fits it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, see, that guy's actually not even really that good. I mean,
yeah, Kurt Warner today at 4, we can talk about system quarterbacking.
He'll tell you. He'll tell you. I mean, you know what? Like, it's not that like this comment has never been brought up before, but I hear it in the back of my head all the time. I don't hear Warrior fans spend too much time worrying about Draymond Green's Hall of Fame candidacy. System quarterback?
Well, he's in. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. My point is he's a Hall of Famer. He is a champion. He has 4 rings. This city doesn't think anything could have been done without him. And how would he do if he were a Magic or a Buck?
Well, he probably would average a double-double. He probably would average 15 a night in a much less efficient way, and he'd have no rings.
Right, but nobody cares. Nobody like wants to use that to rip Draymond Green. Instead, they say, isn't it great that this guy ended up on our team and he's perfect for what they're doing, and he compliments Steph Curry so well? Why can't the same happen with quarterbacks? Why can't you just be like, well, that's great that we found someone who's so perfect for the system that our coach is running, as opposed to, ha, means you're not actually that good. You know, like, and in fact, we'll go to the text line in a second. There's a few things coming in, I think, that are interesting as far as discussion, but let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570. Jonathan, who today, Dibs, is at Baylands Golf Course.
I love Baylands.
Once upon a time, Palo Alto Municipal Golf Course.
Which was a goat track.
Home of one of my 3 holes in one.
Yeah, so it doesn't count if the course is no longer in existence.
Oh, no, that's not correct.
It gets expunged.
No, I asked AI. That's not true.
Baylands is awesome.
Baylands is amazing. It's amazing. Gosh, what a beautiful rebuild. Let's go to Jonathan and find out what hole he's on. Hi, Jonathan. What are you doing?
Just finished, fell apart on the back 9, 34, shot 81, not, you know.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'll live with it.
Just a quick aside on Baylands. The 17th hole is a joke. It's like a 240-yard par 3 into the wind.
What's wrong with that?
Stupid.
Uphill.
Uphill.
Blind.
Mounding.
Hey, shoot your shot. That's all you got. I don't want to hear about the wind. The course doesn't know which way the wind's going to blow. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Couple things here. Number one, I think, Dibs, you nailed it. The size of the human does play a part in the temperature. So that women tend to be smaller, and there's a reason why every morning I wake up and there's no sheets on me and my wife has all the covers. So I think you nailed that one.
Yeah. Facts, yeah.
Okay, but wait, what about tiny little men? Like, what if you're 5'1"? Are you freezing?
My grandpa was a slight human. He was always cold, always wearing a sweater. So okay. I think it's slack. I'm going to come at this from a impartial standpoint, as I'm a Vikings fan. It's a great number. This is how negotiations work. You start as high as you possibly can, and you end up at a lower number. And to bring this into, like, everyday terms, as someone who's, you know, hired a handful of people, if the salary is $75,000 and they want $80,000, and when you break that down, that's $100 a week. That's $200 a paycheck. After taxes, we're talking $110. So these, obviously, it's much greater numbers in the professional sports space. But yeah, when it comes down to it, you find the right number and the right person for your system and your team to build around. And you guys are in a great spot, especially with the schedule this year. I'm just happy that there's no drama around the signings, and you guys can have hopefully a great season given, you know, some of the roster changes. So every Niner fan should be happy right now going into the season.
How excited are you for McCarthy? I mean, you go from Sammy D to an unproven QB in Minnesota.
I'm glad we did not re-sign Sammy. That would have been too much money. I'm happy he landed the deal. I am nervous for JJ, but mainly because of our schedule. We've got AFC North, NFC East, plus our own conference. It's our, excuse me, division. It's going to be a gauntlet. I tried to find a way to 10 wins, and it's going to be tough this year.
Yeah, that's a tough draw, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, do you have anything to say about the left guard? All right, thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan.
Just don't call back unless you're at a different golf course. It's kind of become his bit. I mean, I love Bill Lance. I mean, he's been in a different course every time.
I think he is in a different course every time.
He is.
So I'm not worried about him.
Crystal Springs would be up next for you. Get on out and see Wink. Tell him Dib sent you.
Yeah, Crystal Springs might be up next for me. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we got a 3-day weekend coming up.
You sure do.
Anyway. There's a bunch of this coming in, and I'd love to address it because, it's very much got pieces of it that are not wrong. I guess I'm just trying to figure out why a fan should care. Like, again, let's go with that Draymond Green comp, all right? And let's overstate it. Draymond Green would suck if he played anywhere else.
Okay.
He would not be a Hall of Famer.
That I believe.
He would not be an All-Star. He would not be a Defensive Player of the Year. He would not be any of those things. Am I, as a Warriors fan, supposed to give a crap? I don't care. I don't care how the rest of the world views me.
I'm with you. So if Brock Purdy wouldn't fit on 26 other teams, and he fits here, and he wins here, well,
I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care. So, with you. How about this? Because, again, what Schefter said in there, I think, ends up sounding a little divisive. I don't know how true it was, or at least I don't know how relevant it was when he says there was no trade interest. I don't think there was any trade interest from the 49ers either. How about that? But if you say, okay, you want $65 million, well, we're not going to do that, so we'll call around to the rest of the league. And like the Niners might have done this almost as a negotiating ploy, not so that they could trade Brock, but so that they could show his agent what that number means. Okay, Kyle Strongen, you want $65 million. Good. Let's call all of the teams and find out if they would like to acquire Brock Purdy and pay him $65 million a year. And they all said no. And now everyone's like, see, there's no trade interest. Well, no, that's not what that means. But even if it was, who cares? Like, there's a bunch of these texts. 408, Willard, no trade interest for Purdy means that no one else thinks he's anything special without the Kyle system. I don't think it means that.
Well, what I think it means is of the 31 other teams, and I won't bore you and the listeners by going team by team, but of the other 31 teams, how many teams were in need of a quarterback? And if you want to list off 6 to 8 teams, how many of those 6 to 8 teams are a really good quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender?
There you go.
The answer is zero.
And then factor in the money. How many of them would like to change what they're currently doing? Like, take the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Like, Bryce Young is not that good.
He's on a rookie deal.
But he's cheap.
Yep.
He's cheap, and they'll take their time to figure it out because they don't have anything else going on around him either.
The Jets went with Justin Fields.
Correct.
And paid him 20 a year, not 65.
Nope.
2-year deal, 2 and 40. So if you're the Jets, you're going to roll the dice with Justin Fields. If you think that he actually can be something, then it might be found money. They're not going to be interested in paying Brock 65.
Here's one from, 510. No trade offers is the same response that people had in the NFL draft. No one was interested, only the Niners. Look, there's a piece of what you're saying there that's absolutely correct, but it's totally being overstated. Like, and that's what I'm getting at. Quote, no one was interested. No one was interested at this time, at that price, at that position. That's what it says to me. But if your larger point, if you want to step back and go, oh, no, he means more to the Niners than he would to any other team. Okay, fine. Let's meet in the middle and say that. I don't care. Draymond Green means more to the Warriors than he would to anyone else, right?
Yeah, probably.
Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? Let's ride. If it's working, just ride. That's kind of what I'm getting at. The whole Brock Purdy experience has landed in this like opinion-based debate pick a side thing. And I think it's funny because he's like the least debate pick a side person I can imagine in sports right now. He's just unassuming, mature, great leader, good football player, has some warts. But, like, is still young and getting better, all of those things, and seemingly mostly is working for the team for which you root.
Right.
So, yay! Like, great deal!
And how would that affect your willingness to either keep him or sign him or pay him and all the rest of it? And the other part of it, and David Lombardi can shed more light on this coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, but the big fear for fans is that this is going to hamstring their ability to keep the players that you love and also bring in more talent around him. And I know David is super cap conscious and he'll be able to give those answers. But the other piece of this whole idea of trading Brock, if you're going to trade a QB who's then going to make 55, 60 million, that team's going to have to give you some real draft capital. And I don't know if any of these teams we talked about, the Raiders who need a quarterback and the Jets and, you know, Pittsburgh, I don't know if they're just waiting for Aaron Rodgers, or Indianapolis, you're really going to go with Richardson. Wow. Or, you know, so many of these teams, they're desperate to keep their draft picks.
Right, and think about the timing of acquiring Brock Purdy. The stupidest thing to do as an NFL franchise, if you want a young quarterback, is to acquire him right as he's about to get expensive.
Yeah, true.
You lose out on all the good stuff. Now, the Niners didn't win a Super Bowl, but look how close they came, and that's kind of what you're trying to do. Like, if you're going to pay a guy, which they just did, you also want to at least have the 3, 4, or 5 years of building him and trying to win while he's cheap. I don't want to acquire Brock Purdy right when he's about to escalate through the roof. If I'm going to go young quarterback, I'm going to do it while he's cheap and then also teach him my system and have him get used to my organization and my fan base and all of those things, which is what the 49ers did. They've gone through that process. And so now they get a young quarterback who is also able to act like a veteran because this will be his 4th year on the job. He already knows what it means to be the face of the franchise and all of those things. So that's why I just think that that concept that Adam brings up, it's a little more complex than just saying, yep, they called everyone in the rest of the league, was not interested. I mean, you know, he throws in there also, the rest of the league's like, yeah, really good player, but not what we want to do right now.
And a good fit for the 49ers.
And he is.
Right. Like, what kind of a quarterback would you really want to go out there and trade for? Well, it's the guys who are mostly unavailable. And the point you're making is a good one about wanting Brock when he's at the cheap and young and you've got more team control. It's not like you're going to go out there and, you know, give somebody like Brock Purdy $60 million. You're going to give up 2 first-round picks and then go out and pay him $60 million. He's not proven at that level. Now, if Buffalo decides to trade Josh Allen, now it's a different conversation.
Somebody would give you their team name for him.
And the Chiefs. Like, yes. If the Chiefs decide, you know what, God, we're moving off of Mahomes. Okay, right. Now you've got 31 other teams licking their chops saying, yes, please, we want in on that. But the list of those guys who you would expend draft capital for and then pay through the nose for, that's a short list.
Let me give you an example. In fact, a year ago, who was in a contract dispute and got chopped? Like, they made calls to see if people were interested. Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And nobody bit. Nobody bit. Now, I don't know if there were actual offers. I don't know if the Ravens were actually interested in losing him and all of that stuff. But Lamar Jackson was going through this, and there were moments where the Ravens were like, man, we're not doing this. And I know for a fact that there were at least exploratory phone calls, and there were teams that are quarterback needy that were being criticized. Because it's like, why are you not tripping over yourself, Raiders? Why are you not tripping over yourself to get this guy? He would run the city of Vegas. He could actually give you a chance in a division against Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, and they didn't do it. I don't know, again, if the Ravens were actually willing to part with him, but I find that interesting. Lamar Jackson was in that same boat where it's like, ooh, new contract. Well, we don't want to give you what you want. All right, let's find out what the league thinks. And he didn't move. Lamar Jackson didn't move, and it did not mean, because other teams don't like him. He's a system guy. It's not what it meant at all.
It just means that the price is going to be so, so high. And, you know, we've talked about this so many times where the best thing you can do is draft a quarterback, develop a quarterback, and win while that quarterback is not making a ton of money. And even if you're the number one overall pick, I know you're slotted in a certain spot and you're probably making $7 or $8 million, but that's not $55 million. It's not $57 million. So that's the best way to go about winning with a quarterback, unless you get one of these generational guys. And, you know, Joe Burrow, I'll put him in that group as well. Yeah. He's been to a Super Bowl, and Allen's getting closer, you think. And Mahomes, he speaks for himself. But outside of that, if you're going to get a middling guy, you're not going to trade for him. And Lamar Jackson's not middling. I'm not saying that, but he still is waiting for that big playoff run for Baltimore.
It's crazy, the timing of when these guys have come into the league.
Yeah, good point.
And sort of grown. I mean, right now, I don't think it's going to end up this way, but you never know. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and possibly Joe Burrow, and if you want to extend this further to names like Justin Herbert or even, you know, I don't know if you want to throw like a C.J. Stroud in there or whatever. Bo Nix.
Yeah, your AFC quarterback grouping is what you're doing.
It's completely possible that, you know, 10 years from now, we're looking at those dudes like Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing and Reggie Miller.
I just thought of first, Dominique Wilkins.
There you go.
Who started in 82-83, which was Magic and Bird. And then he ended up playing through the 90s, which was Jordan.
They're
Eastern Conference.
Great players.
Yeah.
And they just never broke through because Magic and Bird and freaking Michael Jordan were in the way. And that's what's going on in the AFC right now. That's what's going on in the AFC, which is another thing to really think about when you analyze Brock and he hasn't gotten over the top. So he went to overtime against the dude who also has not allowed Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I guess you could sort of say Burrow, but Burrow beat him and went to the Super Bowl. But like it is so hard to break through right now, largely because of that guy.
Right, and that team and you know, Andy, the way they're doing it in Kansas City. And that's why you look at Brock in the NFC. They're good teams. And Jordan Love in Green Bay. I still think that Detroit, they've got action with that offense. They're going to be a tough out. And, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles are the defending champs. So it's not like the NFC's a cakewalk, but there are fewer hurdles, I would say, for Brock and the Niners in the NFC currently.
A bunch of texts just came in that basically said Lamar didn't move because of collusion. The NFL, he wanted a fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah, and that's so, right.
Well, I think it's a little heavy to just jump straight to collusion. Like, he wanted a fully guaranteed deal because that's what Deshaun Watson got. And I think it was somewhat fair for the other teams to be like, and look how that worked out for the Browns.
Yes, but
so we don't want to do that.
I get that part of it, but Lamar Jackson is the MVP, and then last year he finished in second. And
I'd give him a full. What do you want?
I think part of it, too, was the notion that he was not yet able to win from the pocket. And what he's shown the last couple of years is not only is he an incredible athlete, but he can win from the pocket.
510 just texted in and said, I don't know if you've had any reports on this, Willard and Dibbs.
Oh.
But Giannis has been spotted in San Francisco.
Okay. I mean, I could look out the window and gaze across the skyline and probably see him if he's out on the street.
Kind of hard to miss.
Right.
All right. We'll explore it. We're sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And David Lombardi is righteously going to speak on all of this. Coming up next from the SF Standard, he joins us on Willard and Dibbs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.